when y'all were coming up, you didn't have indoor plumbing, did you?
No, toilets, you mean, such like that?
Yeah.
Well, we were, so like the old fella says, it used to be they cooked inside and went outside to the toilets, but now they come inside to the toilets and cook outside. And you find that so much.
Yeah.
They got to have these, you know. Well, there's an outfit there to smoke a ham, a turkey, or whatever you got, you know. They're nice, all that's nice, one thing or another, but we didn't have to have it. Kids give us that for Christmas, past Christmas.
Yes, sir.
One of my son-in-law got that outfit there. He likes, he works construction work, and he owns that.
And he cooks out of it?
Hi there.
What does he use that for?
You mean that outfit? That's a torch there.
Welding, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welding, that's a torch there. He just left it. They moved to East Feliciano over around this side of Clinton. Boy, he bought him a little 10-acre spot over there, and he's in the, they had the trailer out here for several years after they were married, and but they wanted to get on their own. I don't blame them.
Yes, sir.
And
now, when you move, you have to move all the things in your house. You call that the, you call all that stuff in your house the, well, you know, did your father ever move?
Did
you have to pack up all the...
Not since I can remember.
Chairs, tables.
He made two moves when I was a little baby. He moved me to Louisiana, out in the house till he could get the house, the old cabin that I was raised in, till he could, the contract was up with it. In other words, somebody was renting the farm, you know. And as soon as he got out of it, well, he moved into there. And that's, but he always told me, he says, three moves is equal to a fire. That was an old great saying. And it reminded me of that stuff would get tore up, you know, and all sorts of that.
All the
yeah, the furniture wasn't too good. Well, it's a lot of it now. If you move it around very much, haul it around, ship it around, one thing or another, it don't stay together good.
The rooms in the house now, you said the front rooms were what? What'd you have?
Mean size or what did it have in them?
Yeah, what were they? In other words...
Well, the old home place there was... one of the front rooms was Mother and Daddy's room, and when we were little kids, they had a bed in there for us, the three young ones. And the other end was the living room, or the big room. And they had just little bedrooms about big as 8x10 or something like that.
What would you call a little room off of the kitchen where you might store canned goods or extra dishes?
Well, that'd be the storeroom. That's all.
Yeah.
They used to have other places.
Keep a lot of what there?
I think.
What'd you keep there?
Most anything for the kitchen is the rule.
Did you have a room where you just keep a lot of old things that you, worthless maybe, that you
well,
want to throw away?
Not very much. They generally had some kind of outhouse they stored those things in and finally threw them away, you know.